written several books out there. He's a pretty popular Christian author. And he wrote a book a while ago called Where is God When It Hurts? After he wrote this book, he began to receive quite a few letters after he wrote this book of the subject of, hey, where is God when it hurts? I think it echoes within a lot of our lives. After writing this book, he received letters of people who were disappointed with God. A young mother wrote that her joy had turned to bitterness and grief when she delivered a daughter with spina bifida, which is a birth defect which leaves the spinal cord exposed. And in page after page, as she wrote to Philip Yancey, she recounted how medical bills soaked up her family savings and how her marriage had cracked apart as her husband became to resent how much time she spent with her daughter. And as her life began to crumble around her, she began to doubt what she had once believed about a loving God. Another succession of letters, a man who had struggled with homosexuality shared his story with Philip Yancey through a series of letters, kind of unfolding his story. For a decade, he had sought to find a work at a cure, quote unquote, for his sexual orientation. He tried charismatic healing services, you know, where they pray over you, and maybe he was hoping that he might be delivered from his struggle. He tried Christian support groups and chemical treatment. Nothing worked. And finally, he wrote to Philip Yancey that he surrendered. He surrendered to his life of gay promiscuity. And in his letters, he still insisted that he wanted to follow God, but felt disappointed because of his battle, his struggle. Finally, a young woman wrote with some embarrassment about her ongoing depression. Okay? Maybe some of you have had bouts with this. I've shared with you in my past, I've battled with depression. But she wrote with embarrassment because she had no outward reason to be depressed. She was, you know, healthy overall. She earned a good salary. She had a stable background. Yet most days when she woke up, she wrote to him that I really cannot think of a reason to go on living, to keep on walking. She no longer cared about life or God. And when she prays, she wondered if anyone was listening. So have you ever been disappointed with God? Have you ever experienced this when you had expectations of how life ought to be and you were disappointed with Him? And you know, disappointment doesn't come always in these dramatic fashions like I just read to you. You know, for me, it comes sometimes in everyday, you know, just mundane life events. This past week, I was in Seattle for a conference, as Dave mentioned, and I was really thankful. Just a total blessing to be able to go there and learn and meet with other pastors and worship in large group and with other youth worker volunteers, and just really refreshing. Just so thankful. But on my way home, just one of these small disappointments. Nothing compared to what these folks are talking about. But I somehow left my PDA, you know, on the plane, and I called and of course left messages on the answer machine. I could never get a hold of anyone, and no one really cares about one PDA of one guy who traveled, you know, amongst thousands that day. But it's just one disappointment where I'm like, God, why did you know where it's at? You know where my PDA, Luke, you can recognize that your PDA was gone for 2 weeks. I'm like, you know where this is at. Why did you allow me, God, why did you allow me to leave this on the plane? Why didn't you help me notice that it was sitting down? I don't know. Maybe, I'm just guessing that it was on the plane. It could have been on the cab. It could have been in the hotel. I called all of them. You have 3 pound ears. It's not under the couch. So, you know, disappointment comes in our lives. And we get disappointed in God, even in the smaller things. Express disappointment to Him. Well, in part, this is a similar place of where the people are coming from in our passage today. The people are coming from a context of disappointment in God and their circumstances. All right? It started out good, okay? Again, we are in the book of Malachi. So if you want to open your Bibles to Malachi 2, and we're starting out in verse 17 this morning. It's the last book before the New Testament. Here we are.